So there's a metaphor about the mind where, if you take a glass of water and put a bunch of debris in and shake it, if you just leave it alone, everything settles to the bottom. And some of us have started this retreat, and our lives were in such a way that our minds were kind of shaken up a lot. So trust that as you sit quietly and just allow things to be, the mind will eventually just settle. Or just, the debris will come to the bottom if you just leave it alone. So if we think of ourselves as being made up of concentric circles, one circle, just a number of concentric circles, and we put the breath at the center. And the breath becomes our anchor, the place where we can, our reference point. And it's in the present moment, it's always here. And then a little bit more the body, it includes all our sensations, and if we're grounded in the center part of these concentric circles, we're very stable. And then the awareness can open up to thoughts and emotions, moods, minds, different mind states. So all these things that show up in the mind can show up in the mind, but if we're really settled and grounded in the body, in the breath, whatever pulls us away, we can come right back to our center. So we begin with the breath and this inner circle. Sometimes it can be really helpful to use a little bit of light noting, and that's like labeling the breath with just a whisper in the mind, just the slightest little whisper. So mostly we notice the sensations of breathing, the movement. Wherever you are, you can feel whatever you feel of the breath is fine. There's no right way to feel the breath. There's no right way for the breath to be, however it is, however we find it. It's about awareness, not about having some kind of breath. And so we can note the breath, we can label it in or out. Very simple note. In or out. Sometimes people have used budo. Budo. It's not so important what you use. It's just to keep yourself on the breath, on the full length of the breath. I might go in, out. So you hold your attention an entire cycle of breathing. And only do that if it's helpful. Some of you already have an established way of really settling in. And so I'm going to spend a little more time paying attention now to the next circle, which is the body, the other physical sensations. So for this first day, it can be really helpful to think of the breath and the body as the foreground of our attention and everything else as the background. And so we know when physical sensations arise, we stay with those. But if thoughts and emotions come up, we let them stay in the background. Normally, if they're really strong, we bring them in, but it's really helpful in this very first day to keep the practice super simple. Just keep coming back to the breath, really settling in, allowing our concentration to get a little bit stronger. Mindfulness of the breath brings calm and stillness. So if we start with the breath, with watching the sensations of breathing, and a physical sensation that's compelling shows up, Maybe it's an itch, you know, maybe it's a tense muscle. Maybe it's a really pleasurable sensation, you know, in your head. Whatever it is, if it's really strong, we can bring our attention to that. It's not a distraction. It's just what's present, what's showing up. And when that's no longer compelling, we come back to the breath to stay centered in our home, our home base. And I'm going to do a little exercise, you know, to give you a good sense of how we might pay attention to physical sensations that might be a little bit challenging to notice or to really give our attention to. So close your eyes and clasp your hands together on your lap and bring your attention to where your hands touch each other. Feel the sensations there. What do you feel? Not the idea of what you feel, but the actual sensations, the felt sense. If it's helpful to stay connected with the intimacy of your experience, you can softly note what you feel. Maybe you're feeling tingling, warmth, vibration, pressure, pulsing, stickiness, whatever you feel. And noting is only to help you stay connected. So you don't have to quite get it quite right. Just feel what you feel. You might notice that the sensations change. You might notice there are areas of stronger sensations, where you feel some pressure in one area and a little less pressure in another. Now, squeeze your hands just a little tighter, just for a moment. And now allow your hands to open up on your lap. Palm up. Now notice what those sensations are like. So in the same way, you can pay attention to any compelling sensations that arise. You shift your attention from the breath or wherever it's been to that physical sensation, and you stay with it while it's strong. And when it's no longer so compelling, so interesting, you can just gently bring the attention back to the breath. And if it's helpful, use the labeling or noting. Another thing that it's very helpful to minimize how much we move when we meditate. The less we move, the easier it is to get settled. But if you're in pain, and it's significant, it's not just a little discomfort, The mind can't stay happy and welcoming and curious. If the mind starts to get grim, it's not helpful. So please feel free to move. It's not wrong to move. It's just there's a difference between moving when we need to and fidgeting with these little tiny discomforts. Some of those are just tensions that will release. And with time, you kind of start seeing that difference. You know, okay, this knee pain's getting pretty severe. It's time to move. I mean, don't wait till it gets severe, though. But when you move, it's not an interruption of your meditation. Allow the movement to be mindfulness in slow motion. And allow every part of the movement to be part of the meditation. And then you have an uninterrupted flow. There's no reason to feel guilty or you did something wrong or compare yourself to somebody. Really just this is your practice for yourself. And one last thing I want to say about your sitting, you know, a lot of us are used to sitting for once a day, maybe, you know, and you come on a day-long retreat where we sit so much. And even if we're used to sitting, it can be really hard. So please allow yourself to change positions. Maybe sometimes, you know, sit in one of the, you know, there's a couple of open chairs occasionally. You know, or the window seats up there, and just give your back a break, and we'll talk a little later about posture. So for now, go ahead and close your eyes. And I'll guide the beginning of this next meditation. Taking a relaxed but alert posture. Keeping the spine erect in a dignified posture. Allow yourself to be centered in the body. Establishing a connection with the body. Making small adjustments if needed. Finding your seat. Take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And with each exhale, just relaxing just a little bit more, allowing the weight of your body to relax into the earth. And with each inhale, opening more fully to all the physical sensations that are available. And allow the breath to return to normal, however it wants to be. No need to control it. No need for it to be in any way at all. It can be helpful at the beginning of a sitting to take a little bit of time to scan the body for any areas of tension or holding and relaxing anything that can be relaxed. And if there's any tension that doesn't release, try to soften around it, just allowing it to be there, being kind about it and patient about it. So maybe relax the face, the forehead, the eyes. The whole area of the head. Relaxing the neck, top of the shoulders. And then just going down the back, the upper back, the middle back, the lower back, the pelvis. And you can do this at whatever rate is comfortable for you, allows you to be connected. Just checking that the body's as relaxed as it can be. Relaxing the front of the body, the chest, the solar plexus area, the belly. I like the term keeping a soft belly, really letting it just be there, letting it really relax. Allowing the belly to move as you breathe in and out. Relaxing the arms, the forearms, the hands. The thighs, the legs, the feet. It's allowing your whole body to be at ease, as easeful as it can be right now. Now begin to notice how you experience the breath. You might notice the movement of air, the movement of your muscles. What happens when you breathe? What moves? What changes? You may feel the belly going up and down, rising and falling. Or maybe the chest rising and falling. The rib cage expanding and contracting. Or maybe the air coming in and out of the nostrils. Notice however you feel the breath, however it is easiest to pay attention to it. And allow your attention to rest on the breath, on the sensations of breathing. Gently connect with the full length of each breath. There's no right way to feel the breath, only the way you feel it, and the way you feel it right now. Allow the breath to be your home, the place you return to. If your mind gets distracted, this is where we come home, where our minds can rest. And if any strong physical sensation becomes compelling, shift your attention to it, just like we did with the hands, and explore the sensations that make it up. Hardness or softness, warmth, coolness, throbbing, itching, heaviness, whatever we feel. Try to have a curious, open attitude towards anything that arises, even if it might be unpleasant. What is this like? What is this sensation like? Notice the details of the experience. Drop any commentary or judgment in favor of experiencing the body sensations directly. Be aware of the difference between what you feel, the sensations, and any mental commentary about them. They're two different things. Let the mental commentary recede to the background. Or let it go away. If there's an idea that a strong sensation shouldn't be there, that's commentary. When the physical sensation disappears, it's no longer compelling, gently return to the breath. Until some other sensation might call your attention. if the attention has drifted, gently, non-judgmentally, bring it back to the breath. Being mindful of hearing is part of being mindful of the body. Just like we pay attention to compelling physical sensations, we can also do so with compelling sounds. When I ring the bell, turn your attention to the sound and listen to it with receptive attitude. Try to listen to the vibrations of the sound until they completely disappear.
Thank you.
So, okay, some of you have younger ears, so you hear a lot longer than I do. So I have a few announcements, and after my announcements, Max will do some walking meditation instruction. The first announcement is